What's up, everybody? This is 65 Lokes, Scale Riders, episode number 31. My special guest today is none other than Hector Lozano. What's up, Hector? How you doing?
All right. How about yourself? What's up, everybody?
I'm doing well. Just got home from work earlier, just chilling out. And I couldn't wait for it to be 8 o'clock so I can give you a call and we could start this interview that I wanted to have you on. And I also want to shout out Armando for making this all, you know, connecting us and making this happen. Yeah. And also for you for taking the time as well.
And no, not a problem. Well, thank you for, you know, having me on the podcast and so on. You know, like Armando was telling me about it. I'm like, what is that? You know, and then I started listening to a couple of them. I'm like, oh, that's cool. And Armando was like, you got to do it, man. You got to do it. Tell everybody, you know, what it took and how, what you did back then and so on. I'm like, all right, just, and then, yeah, thanks to Armando. He made it happen, you know, so.
Yeah, no, it's crazy because, like, back then, you know, a lot of the stuff that you guys were doing, like, I was still in junior high, and I was telling him when I had met Armando that I had no idea that lowriders were being built, like, all this crazy stuff, until the Lowrider Bicycle Magazine, until I got that in my hands. You know, that I'm pretty sure for a lot of people back then was like the Bible, like a source, you know, of creative ideas that you would see cars. And I remember I used to tell my friends, like, man, like, how do they do that? Where do they get these parts? You know, how is this all possible? And like, the one thing that used to trip me out is like, what influenced you, you know, like back then at that time?
Right. Well, you know, some of the youngster, you know, one of my neighbors, he used to make models, and he would make them hop. And he showed me how to do it. I'm like, okay, cool. You know, you build a model, but without the engine, of course. You put a little motor in the front where the engine goes. And it's basically pretty simple. You get like, what is it, hairpins. And then you just open them up, make it look like a spring, and pretty much glue it. There wasn't even glue. I remember him using one of the plastic coat hangers. He would burn it and melt it, and then use that as some kind of a glue, and you know, and that's how he put together on the springs, and he would make them hop. I'm like, oh, that's so cool, man. You know, that's what like got me into it too. When, like I said, back in the day when I was a youngster, you know, but just watching other people building and so on, I'm like, oh, that is so bad, and not to mention the paint job they had before. You know, it's just basic, you know, straight out of the can, you know. But even straight out of the can, you had the metallic ones and so on, you know, the fine metal flake type deal, you know. And that was just inspiration back then to like wanting to learn more and more, you know.
Yeah. And like back then, were you building first like your own original creations before you started doing the replicas?
Well, of course, you know, yeah. I would make my own. I have a bunch of different models and so on, you know, and you paint them yourself. Well, I paint them every myself, but you just learn from the other models that you build and so on, you know, and watch other people's models or just talking about it, like, oh, you should do this, that, you know, and get bounce ideas and so on. Because back then there was no internet. You can't just go ahead and punch it in and like, oh, how to do this, how to do that, you know?
So, yeah. It was like a survival thing. Just find out on your own.
Exactly. And you know what, and like you said before about the Lowrider Magazine, you know, when the thing came out, and not only did they have bikes in the front and towards the back of the issue, a bunch of models, I'm thinking, oh man, that is so cool, you know, like watching other people's models. And I was like, oh, I want that. That's what I really want, you know. And I remember telling myself, you know, I gotta focus and like build me some models that are going to be top notch, so I can like they're good enough for to come out on the magazine, you know. So, but, yeah, that's pretty much what got me inspired. But like I said, I've been model building since, you know, I was a youngster and so on, you know, and that's a passion that you have, and you go back and forth, whether you have time to build or you don't have time to build. And then, you know, you go by a hobby store, like, oh yeah, you know what? I got this project back there at the house, and you know, you just keep buying stuff for that project, you know?
Yeah. It's crazy. Cause like, one of the famous models that a replica you did was the Gangster of Love. And that's one car that I've had the opportunity to still see in person. And it's one that Armando owns right now. And he still showcases that car. At various shows, and like a lot of people still trip out that it's still maintained and it's still there. And it's on that project, how long did it take you to create that?
I mean, from building other projects that I had before, and then I start realizing when by then I had met Armando already, and we talk and bounce ideas back and forth and so on. And he's like, "Oh man, you know what? Your models look good. The prior models that I had, they look good, but you just need little minor details, like take your time on this, take your time on that." And straight out of the box, some of the parts that are not really to scale, like little sample, like the door handles are like kind of big for the car, and so on. And he goes, just to pay attention to the little details and start, making stuff from scratch. I looked at him like, what? How do you make things from scratch? I mean, it already comes in the box, just glue it together. He goes, no, but then he showed me some of his models. So I'm like, oh my goodness, man. I'm like, wow, now I know what you're talking about, And time wise, like that, I would honestly want to say it probably took about a year to build. Well, just because of the paint job and so on, and you build a little bit at a time, and then whether you're still working on it, you put it together, then you take it all apart. You got to put it together, make sure everything fits, all the parts fit, and then if you're putting some wiring, because Gangster Love, all the lights work, so I had to do all the wiring and everything. So, like I said, I put it all together many times, and then I have to take it all apart and start painting. But even before that, I had to. Like the skirts are scratch build. There weren't any skirts before, or you just have to make your own. And then their mom was like, you got to get some plastic and just glue it together and start building it, shaping it and how you like it. And those skirts are removable, and a couple other little things. And then like just working on the hinges too, it's just a lot of little things that if it's not perfect, if it's not right, or if you open one of the doors with the hinge and it hits, it's going to ruin the paint. It's just a whole bunch of things, but yeah, I can only say it took about a year to build.
And that body there, you also had to open up all four doors on that, or?
All the four, well, obviously none of the models come with doors to open and so on, so Armando showed me how to do that basically, and I start cutting stuff out. I was done really fine, really slow and so on. But a couple, it took me a couple of models before I start opening all the box, all the doors and so on. So, you go a little too fast and patient, and it goes crooked and so on. I'm like, oh geez, but yeah, I had to open all the doors and putting hinges on everything. And like I said, my main thing focus on that was like keep everything to scale. You can't have a big old piece of aluminum or metal sticking out that doesn't go with the model, And same thing with all the doors. I mean, you can literally take them off the car. They're on like hinges, slide on hinges. But yeah, that took quite some time.
Yeah, it's crazy. Like how you said, like about the scale, because at first when I was getting back into car models, I wasn't really paying too much attention to that, to the scale. I was always looking items up that I was like, I want to add this to the car, then I want to add that. But these were items that were already made, so it wasn't really, I wasn't scratch building anything then.
Right.
But then I would notice, I was like, man, that does look pretty big, or it's like off scale. But just because I wanted it on there, I kind of was like, ah, it's okay. Like, it doesn't matter. But then as time went on and I started to see more, and then it's like, Armando started to teach me more about scratch building too. And then that's
Right.
when it started to open up my eyes more in my mind. I was like, wait, okay, now just by eye, like by seeing it, it's like you could just see that it's like out of scale. 'Cause I had done a 67 Impala, and he was showing me how to do the front, the hydraulic setup with the pumps and the wires going back into the firewall and everything.
Yeah.
And when I had gotten the, I had some small little aluminum tubes and everything, and I was putting it all together, and I was sending him pictures like, check this out. I think I got it. And he was like, nah, it's still too big. And I was like, but I don't have anything smaller. Like, I don't even know if they even make anything smaller. And he was like, nah, they do. He's like, watch, next time
Next time.
you come over, I'm gonna show you. And then that's when he had also sent me pictures of the local 64. And when I was at his house in person, he's like, take a look at it. Look how small they are compared to the ones that you were gonna put on your car. So then we went out to the store and we got everything that I needed. So I was happy about that. That now, and I was like tripping out. I was going, wow, I didn't even know that small, like that's even smaller. But I was happy at the end that we got it to like some. If you wouldn't have told me, I would have probably ran with the other ones, and it would have looked very off.
Yeah, like, this stuff looks realistic, though. You know, like to scale. That's what it is, you know. And I remember he was telling me, he goes, the models look good and everything, but you know, you got to put a little more detail. You got to put this, you got to put that, you know. I mean, if they don't find it, you got to build it, you got to make it. And so I'm like, I don't know how to do that, you know. So Armando taught me a lot, put good inspiration, you know, about model building and so on. That's when I started, like I said, started Gangster. But I think Gangster was my second replica. I want to say the LA Woman was the first one. And that one, even that one took about 6 months to build and just taking my time and, you know, with the murals and the paint, you know, and the interior, he helped me out a lot with the interior and everything. But, you know, and he just said, you know, you just got to stay to scale, stay to scale, you know, stay within the scale. So I'm like, okay, you know, but, yeah, he helped a lot, you know.
And those murals that you did on both of those cars, did you airbrush them or did you just do them by hand, like with brushes, or how'd you do that? Cause I trip out on how they look. It's like, dang, how'd you get it so small?
Right, it's a combination, you know. Of course, you can't airbrush that tiny, you know. Mm-hmm. It was mainly, I think, the background. Well, I know the background, most of it is like airbrushed, and then I do a little bit with the paintbrush, you know, and whatever little tiny highlight that you can put with the airbrush, that they kind of give it a different perspective. It looks like it's airbrushed and everything, you know. But yeah, in Gangster Love, same thing with the LA Woman, you know, all those Hollywood murals on the side, and then it's got the doors. On the front, everything is just a little bit hint of airbrush, because I've been airbrushing for, you know, since I was a youngster too, you know. So I love airbrushing and painting and so on, you know. So, and that's also what got me into, like, you know, I want to challenge myself, you know. I want to have a car that's got those murals and those cars. I see those cars in real life and car shows and so on. I'm thinking these things are bad, you know. So like I said, I kind of challenged myself too. I said, you know what, I want to have a nice car that's like show quality, you know.
Yeah,
show quality. And that's what like I said, it helped me out too with a little bit of painting that I know, background that I have, and then, you know, been airbrushing for a long time so too. And you know, and like I say, you know, the main thing is like stick to scale, because I painted Gangster Love many times, you know, just, you know, testing it and so on, and like, oh, it's too big, too small, too big, it doesn't fit, or one car fits and the other ones don't, or the skulls that are on the fender, or the girls that are on the fender, like big head or little legs. I'm like, you gotta, you know. I mean, they're small enough, but I mean, I think they're pretty proportioned, you know. And I'm pretty surprised that you know, it came out the way it did, you know. Because considering all the time I put in there, I'm like, wow, you know. I'm not surprised, pretty much impressed, you know.
Yeah, that's cool. And when you were doing the LA Woman, was there ever, let's say, like either like the beginning or the halfway point during that process that you ran into like a wall or anything that you were like, man, I don't know how I'm going to finish this? Or,
well, yeah, you know what, with the paint, because I mean, I did all my paint myself and so on, you know. And like I said, you put it together and then you take it all apart, then you start painting it, you know. And then using different types of paint, once you have a couple layers, and then I cleared it, and then the paint wrinkled up. I'm thinking, oh no, there's all that work that I've done, you know, like that's going to go, that's no good. You can't do anything about it. You got to either scratch the whole thing off and start from the beginning. I'm thinking, oh man, I remember telling Armando, I was like, check it out, Armando. I sent him pictures. He's like, no, what happened? You know, I used different kind of clear and so on, you know, and it just wrinkled the whole work that I had in there before. I'm thinking, oh, it's just like, That's my wall, you know. Once you start a paint job and then you keep going and then you put the final touch, the final clear and everything, and it wrinkles it up. I'm like, oh, you get the, you know, that goes your whole project right there, you know.
Yeah.
It kind of like bums you out. I'm like, oh no, man. Now you got to, either you're going to start all over again or you're going to give up, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm like, oh man, that's it. There, you know, but even Armando, so you gotta stick to one kind of paint too, though. You can't just, you know, go by here, go by a hobby store, buy paint there, paint over here, and then just mix it all together, whatever. Stick to one brand and so on. You know, that's what I learned too about model painting. You know, because before, you know, straight out of the box, I would get the whole car first, paint it all, and then try to glue everything together. You know, like that doesn't work, you know.
Yeah, you were like, you would avoid like the test fitting part back, like in the very beginning.
Exactly, you know. So, but now, I mean, now that I've been painting a lot more, of course, I know a little bit more about painting and so on, but yeah, going to the murals, it was just hand painted. And like I said, the background is, a little bit of a highlight airbrush and so on, so it gives that effect.
Yeah,
Same. Go ahead.
and in your family, are you the only one that was an artist, like just creating model cars, or did you have other siblings that were also creating model cars or friends?
You know what? My brother's an artist, but I never like model building. I just got into model building, my nephews, but nothing like hardcore, they got into it, just get them and buy them and put it together. I'm like, okay, we're done. I'm like, wait a minute, every car that I had before, like when I was youngster, I wanted to make it hop. I'm like, I want to make it hop. I want to make it hop, But remember, I have a couple of those a long time ago, but I'm like, But now I see everybody has this car with hydraulics and everything. I'm thinking, what? I don't think I can build one of those,
Yeah, it's
Yeah, they're
crazy.
pretty.
Like,
Oh my God, yeah.
it just keeps like evolving. Like everything just keeps changing. It's like certain, because I guess because there's more information and like tools and everything. Because and then too with the internet, it helps a lot to figure out. But then again, we also have help from you guys too that like break it down and explain like this is how it's done, or this is how we did it, and that helps a lot.
Oh yeah, even now I catch myself, watching videos from people making, a bunch of different stuff, even the paints and so on. I'm thinking, what? Come on, I mean, I'm like, hey, that's a good idea, So you think, you can always learn stuff though, You look for stuff that you're interested in, you're like, oh yeah, what can I think of that? Or even on how to tape it, I mean, I don't know how to, who sells that kind of small thin tape? Goes, you don't, you make it, Yeah, I mean, like before, I'm like, oh, dude, I can't go that small with the paint, I mean, with the lines. And now you look at the paints, and like, what? But also, again, that's one of Armando's tricks too. He showed me how to do that. I'm thinking, oh, that's really cool,
Yeah, it's
But it's
crazy.
space, it is. Painting a small model is like basically painting a real car too, though. You do a lot of masking, a lot of taping, and you do a lot of layers. And between layers, you got to shoot some kind of inner clear coat. That way, the artwork or the patterns that you've done before, it's already covered in case, it doesn't work out. You can just scrape off or sand off the color that you don't want instead of sanding the whole thing or the whole patterns out,
Yeah, what's your favorite like paint system back then that you were using?
You know what? I didn't really have one really. I mean, I just try to go to like a good hobby store, Pegasus hobby store type deal. I don't even know if I went to Pegasus before though, but it was just a local hobby store. I used to live in San Fernando Valley, just local hobby stores. And I remember just ordering paint, like, hey, we don't have this, but we can order, a couple things here and there, like, okay, cool. But straight out of the can, and what the way I used to shoot it is like spray the, out of the can, spray it in a jar in a container, and I would put down the airbrush, But
Nice.
that's all I had to go by, I'm like,
Yeah.
and then we have to be, like I said before, with the LA woman, be careful with the reducer and the clear, because you put certain layers and then it looks good. Once you shoot the clear, it just bubbles up, wrinkles up. I'm like, oh no, dude,
Which one for you was more challenging? Was it LA Woman or was it Gangster of Love?
I think LA Woman, because I know that was my first replica model, and like I said, the patterns came out clean, and my mother came in his point of view and everything, like do this, do that. We taped it, and then I painted it, and then like I said, with the clear that I shot, it wrinkled up, and that challenged me more in the sense that, what I have to redo it. I can't just quit on it. I have to take the whole paint off. And then do the top patterns and so on, But I think I learned a lot from LA Woman towards Gangster, Just remember, I learned a lot in a sense by taking my time. I'm like, if this one took me about 6 months to build, I mean, I got to take more time and make sure the mistakes that I made on building another replica, or not mistakes, but like I think I rushed it,
Yeah.
Because I was so pumped up. I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna build this car. I'm gonna build this car, and I want to just get it built, And I think that's what happens. When you rush in, cut corners, and there's in a way, you just, you're gonna get your end result,
Yeah, and when it was finally like all complete, were you just tripping out like what you had just created?
LA Woman? Yeah,
Mm-hmm.
LA Woman, yeah. I was pretty stoked when I was done with it. I'm like, I couldn't wait to like take it to shows. And I even told remember telling him, I'm like, you think it's gonna be in a magazine? You think it's gonna be in a magazine? You think it's good enough? He goes, it'll come, man. It'll come. We just gotta go to model car shows now, you know, and you show the good models and so on and take the models, you know. But yeah, I was pretty pleased the way that one came out, you know. And then like I said, I was already working on Gangster too, you know. But I think a while back, obviously, we went a couple of times to Peterson Museum also, just for some show, some event they had there, and a bunch of models. I'm thinking, wow, that's amazing, you know. Like when I first seen Local 64 for Armando's car and all his other cars, I'm thinking, what? No way, man. You got to, I could say, I told myself, I got to challenge myself, I got to step it up. I want to have models like that, you know.
Yeah, dang, that's crazy. How did you guys meet, you and Armando?
You know, I think I can honestly say I think I saw him first in a magazine, you know. I remember reading this article in a magazine, and I think he had his hydraulic 65, I think 65, the yellow one with flames and so on. And I'm like, what? No way. Where does this guy live? You know? And I want to meet this guy, be honest with you. I'm like, I want to meet this guy. I want to like pick his brain. I want to be, you know, I just want to meet him, you know. And then it happened that I think it was in Carson. I think it went to Carson's show or something like that, you know. I don't remember where exactly, but he was there, and, you know, and I saw his cars. I'm thinking, what? No way. And I remember building a car, almost, it wasn't, I built a car to like go head to head with Local 64, but of course, you know, I mean, I'm still a youngster, you know, you can't compete with, you know, Armando's creations, you know. And he saw that one. My car, I think it was a 59, and I opened the hood and the whole front end, like the way Local 64 does. And but of course, not to scale, you know. That's what my mom said. You know what? Your models are good, you know. Your models, you know, you have good ideas, good presentation, and everything. But you just need a little bit, you know, like a little boost, you know what I'm saying? You need somebody to like tell you, hey, yes on that part, no on that part, or do this way, do it that way. And that's basically what happened. But you know, when I first met him, I'm like, wow, you know, this guy's like famous, you know, he's got bad models, really cool bad models, you know. But that's how I ended up meeting Armando in a show. And then after that, we just exchanged numbers, you know. And I remember telling him, he goes, hey, I want to start a club, you know, and your models look good, but you know, let's clean them out, you know.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I'm all for it, you know. So
That's
that's how it
cool.
came about. Yeah, it's really cool. I remember like it was yesterday, you know. Like, yeah. And I remember because he had his I think like I said, 65, the Hopper one. And I remember I still put my own little hydraulic type deal, you know. It kind of looks like a spider, but you know, when it goes up and down on one of the cars that I built. But he goes, hey, that's cool, you know. But I mean, I don't have your knowledge of hydraulics, you know, but hey, if you want to share it, you know,
Yeah.
I'm sure I'll build something, you know. But that's what it's about, you know. It's about getting together, sharing ideas, and also, you know, like helping each other out, you know.
Yeah, and at that so at that time, you and Armando were the original Masterpieces members. Who else was in it then?
I remember it was as far as I know, and when he got the club started, it was just three of us. It was Armando, obviously, and then one of our buddies too, Josue Amezcua, and then it was myself, you know. And I remember Armando, I think he used to live in Palmdale or Lake LA, and I used to live in San Fernando Valley. We used to meet together and just go to each other's houses, and we'd drive out there, hang out, and just build models, talk about models and so on, and just get inspired, you know. Like we talk about shows coming up. I'm like, we got to build this model by the show and get ready. We're gonna go, and that's basically how it got started, you know.
And so you guys would travel like just like California. You had mentioned you guys also traveled to Arizona.
Yeah, I went to Arizona and a couple other places. I forget the other places we went up, but yeah, we went to Arizona and just for a model show, you know, like it was a whole weekend type deal. And the three of us hopped in Armando's, you know, SUV, and then we're out there hanging out, you know. And I think they gave Armando or one of us like the best of show. And we were driving around like, yeah, we got best of show, a big old trophy. And we were youngsters back there, you know, and everybody's just looking at us, you know. It was funny. I remember that, you know.
Yeah, and how'd you feel when you saw your car on the Lowrider Bicycle magazine, like the first time?
Oh, I felt good. I was like, oh yeah, they're like, now everybody can see my model. You know, that's what I think. That's what I wanted. Because I remember going to the shows, you know, the little show, the little model shows and everything. And there'd be photographers there, but I mean, you don't know who the publisher or photographer is for Lowrider magazine. So I mean, Lowrider bike magazine, and it would just snap away, and then the issue would come out, and so on. And I would look for it, and I'm like, oh, that car's in it. That car's in it. Not my car. My car's way in the background. You know, very tiny. I'm like, wait a minute, dude. You know, come on. I want my car to be, you know, up front, you know. But
Yeah.
yeah, once my car made it up in the magazine, it was like, oh yeah, you know, it's like a good accomplishment. It's like, oh yeah, now I finally made one of my cars to the magazine. It's a good feeling, you know.
Yeah.
It's a good achievement, the you know, feeling that you get when your car's like featured and so on, you know.
No,
It's
definitely,
pretty pleased.
especially all that hard work and, you know, all those hours and everything you put into it. You're proud of your
Oh,
car, of what you just made.
yeah, I was pretty proud of my car, my projects and so on, you know. And I'm even more proud that Armando has the car, and he still takes it around tour type deal, you know. He
Yeah.
displays it and everything. He just keeps it alive, you know. I'm like, that's cool.
Nah, definitely. It's crazy because, like, I bet you when at that time, you know, you were happy you were featured in a magazine, but you never probably would have imagined that now, after all these years, how much like those cars influenced all kinds of people, you know, in
Yeah,
the model
that's
world.
amazing.
That's what's
True,
crazy, you know?
true, true. That's amazing. Yeah, now you know what? I've been to a couple shows, you know, with Armando and everything, and people ask about the car too. My car, you know, where's the gangster? And people check it out and look at it, and like, what? Come on, dude. You know, the thing is badass. But you know, I'm just like taking on, and like, really, I mean, this is like inspiring other people that the car, you know, I mean, what I did with the car, you know, and that's cool. It's a good feeling to know that you inspire other people, you know, to either model, build, and so on, or just get into it, you know.
No, yeah, definitely. It's crazy because I remember, like the fir around the first times when I started to see the car in person, I started taking pictures of it and posting it, on Scale Riders when I was starting, everything. And then I started to get private messages from people, kind of random, like, "Hey, what's up? Are you sell?" Like they would ask, "Are you selling that?"
Right.
And they would screenshot the picture of the car and send it to me, and I would be like, "No, I'm sorry. You know, I'm not like, you know, none of these cars are for sale. I'm just showcasing like the artist's work." And then more would come in later. Like one guy's like, "Hey, that's like my dad's favorite car. Can you make that for me for his birthday is like in 2 months." And I would be like,
Right.
"Oh no, I'm so sorry. Like that car, you know, that's one of a kind, like replica. Like I don't think there'll
Yeah.
ever be another one just like that." And they would be like, "What do you mean? Like, can you just sell it to me then?" And I'll be like, "No, I'm sorry, I don't even own the car." Like I was just being as polite as possible, but just trying to make them understand that that's like the only one. And then they would just be like, "Well, can I find it somewhere at the store or anywhere?" I'm like, "No, like that's just the only car in existence." You
Right.
know, but it would trip me out though. Like, dang, like people really, you know, I mean, definitely. I think when people see a lot of these cars, they're like, "I want to buy that. How much? How much?" But
Yeah.
it's hard to price any of these cars really because of all that time and effort. But then again, these are like to me, they're like historic pieces that like need to be taken care of and should always be there. Especially in the lowrider, you know, model scene. Like definitely, because I mean the closest thing a lot of us will get to own is just having the pages in from the magazine of those
Yeah.
cars.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, I feel the same way. You know, I mean, you can't put a price on you know, something that you spend so much time on it. You know, and but then again, you know what? I don't. It's not about the money. You know,
Yeah.
it's not about like, oh yeah, give me $1,000. No, it's not even about that. You know, it's just like, it's a piece of you though. You know what I'm saying? You spend so much time with that thing, and invested and so on, and you can't just let it go. But I guarantee you that if it came out to trading, you'd probably trade it before you sell it. You know what I'm saying?
True, yeah.
You know, I mean, I would rather trade than sell it, because, you know, I mean, Anyway, I'm sure anybody can offer you a certain amount of money and say, okay, then just take it, you know, but what are you gonna do with it, you know? So you bought a car that you know, and like I said, anybody can like fork out a lot of money and just, here you go, I'm taking it, you know? But you can't, I don't think you can do that, you know?
Yeah.
You know, like,
And back then, like when you decided you wanted to start entering, like the very first competitions, were you a little like nervous, or just kind of like, all right, here we go, I'm gonna like present my cars now?
oh yeah, because you know there's a lot of you know different categories and so on, and you know, and there's a lot of good paint jobs out there too, you know, Metal Flake and so on, even when Gangster was out, you know, on shows and so on. And yeah, you're always nervous. Doesn't mean because you think you have a good looking car, and so does everybody else, you know what I'm saying? It's all up to the judges, you know, it's
Yeah.
all up to the judges and what the judges look for, and you know, and then you know, it's just a gamble, you know, just because, like I said, I mean, I'm sure other cars that are really nice, I'm sure Armando's cars, they don't win all the time, you know, and those cars are pristine. They're like, wow, are you kidding me? But it's just like I said, it's up to the judges, you know, especially what you're looking for, you know, and even with Gangster hasn't, you know, it's been to many shows, and you know, you get first, second, third, or you don't get anything, you know, but why? Because it's other cars that are more, you know, they catch your eye better, you know. Some judges might not like murals, might not like lowriders, might not like, you know, a certain category, you know, who knows, you know.
Yeah.
But
No, that's true.
you know,
What was
I
it a
think,
trip? Like kind of then how, you guys would be working on your own. You're at your house working on your project. Armando's at his house doing the thing. You guys are working on yourself for months preparing for a competition, and so is everyone else that's competing. And it's just like it was almost like a lot of people were busting out, like debuting like new cars.
oh
Every
yeah.
so often, and you'd be like, man, like now it's different because now, like, we can post our picture of our car before we even go compete or anything. So now we already kind of have like a heads up, but
Yeah.
I bet then it must have been like full of lots of surprises.
Oh yeah, you know, we just talked to each other on the phone, you know, not even a cell phone, you know, maybe if you had a cell phone, okay, you're cool, but you know, I didn't have a cell phone until like, you know, when I was building models. And like I said, we'll just call each other, hey, we're gonna meet this date and so on, whatever, you know, come on over to my house a certain day or over the weekend, and then we get together, we take our old project. It wasn't just one project, you know, take two or three different models and just kind of hang there and work on it and so on, and try to finish it for an event coming up, you know. But yeah, but nowadays it's like, hey, check out my car, you know, or what am I doing wrong or whatever. I'll Google it, you know. I'm like, okay, I mean, it's cool, it's helpful, you know, because like I said, I use it all the time too, you know. And I'm like, wait a minute, you know, can I do that? You know, I don't know, you know. But yeah, we just get together, you know, a couple phone calls, and get together on the weekend and go to each other's houses, and like I said, work at it, and then make it happen, you know. For especially if we had a show coming up, you know.
Yeah. And for the Gangster of Love, when you were building that model, like for the lights, was that something that was challenging, or did you already know how to do lights? 'Cause on my cars, like that's what I'm trying to get at now. Like I'm trying to implement more lights into my car,
Right.
but I really don't know that world. Like that's something I'm barely kind of just like diving into.
Right. Well, you know, the lights now they have a lot smaller lights and LEDs and so on. They're brighter and everything. You know, before when I did Gangster, I went out to the hobby store and so on, and I looked at the smallest lights they had. I think it's for trains or like little for N-gauge train scale. And I just took things apart, and you have a little tiny bulb. I'm like, okay, cool, that's gonna work out, you know. Put some in the headlights and the signal lights, and then put in the dashboard. The dashboard lights up, the back lights, you know. But I didn't. I just learned it, you know. This is what I want. I tested it first, like I said, building the model. I put everything together. I tested the lights, make sure everything worked, and then either I glued them or put a tube in between. I think in case one of the wires breaks, and if I paint it or put Bondo over it, you're done. You ain't gonna fix that, you know?
Yeah.
You know,
Dang.
but it was just regular wire. It wasn't really super thin anything, you know? I mean, as thin as they have for model trains, you know? And, but that's what I used, you know, I took everything apart and just kind of ran it between the grooves, or, and in some cases I put bond over it or another piece of plastic over it, kind of sandwiched it in. And I even put a little bit of extra wiring, like where the headlight is. I figured, you know what, if it breaks or something, I have five, or if the light burns out, I can change it. But like, you never, you know, right? And, yeah, in the trunk, mm-hmm. I put, you know, a couple little batteries to for the, all the lights to work, and then I covered everything in there, you know, so yeah.
Have you thought now, like, is there any want or, you know, to want to come back and do another car?
Yeah, I've been like wanting to do another replica, but you know, I'm looking at Hermano's collection. I'm thinking, come on, buddy, you gotta throw me a bone, man. You did all the cool models, all the cool cars, you know. And what am I gonna do? I can't compete with yours, you know. Whether you know, he goes, I just build it anyways, man. You know, it's okay, you know. I'm like, yeah, but you know, I kind of want to build, you know, a model that you don't have. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because if I build something that you already have, they're going to go toe-to-toe and be like, wait a minute, well, his is better, yours is better. Like, no, you know? That's what I don't want, you know? But, I've been itching. I've been talking to Armando back and forth, bouncing some ideas about, you know, what to build and so on, you know? And he's like, just stay focused on one thing and just go for it, man. He goes, you already have a couple 64s ready, the primer and everything, the doors open and everything that I've been sitting on for a while. And, but I'm like, you know, I'm not feeling it right. You know, I gotta find the right one that, you know, motivates me. And right. I already have one in mind, you know, for a long time, a while back, you know, and, it's still in the back of my mind. And like I said, I have a start in the garage, you know, it's been sitting in the garage for a while, to be honest with you. But, I talked to Armando about it. He goes, go ahead. You know, if you like that car, then you've been whining about you've been talking about the car for a long time too, though, you know, mm-hmm. But, I think that's what I'm going to end up focusing on, but I got to get the right model, because when I first started it, I think I pieced two models together, you know?
Oh, okay. But so it's different scale kind of.
Exactly. You know, so different scales. I'm like, you know, it looks good, but it doesn't look good. But looking at what everybody's coming up with now and thinking, if I build a car like that already, another car, it's going to be like, I have to bring up my game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
I want all the bells and whistles on this car too, though, you know? Yeah. Yeah, I'm like, definitely. Come on. You know, whether it's murals or just a killer paint job, it's got to be done up, you know?
No, definitely, man. I want, like, I think all you guys should come back and like start doing models again. I know things get in the way, like you get busy with, you know, like real life doing stuff, but it would be so rad. Like, I think a lot of people just love it, like to see, you know, all you guys that were building back then, like just be active, bringing out new stuff. You know, I think just people having to be even have the opportunity to meet you in person and also to see the what you're doing now would just be like crazy. I think people would trip out.
Right, exactly. I know, I agree with that. You know, I agree. And like I said, I've been talking to Armando, bouncing ideas. He goes, yeah, just get started on it. You know, if you need help, you know, we'll bounce ideas again and so on, you know. And you know, when Armando, well, obviously he's in masterpieces and so on, you know, and I'm thinking I kind of like, you know, lay low for a while, and he came up again, and you know, and the he's always been modeling, but I'm thinking like, this guy's in masterpieces, this other guy's in masterpieces, this guy's in masterpieces. I'm like, wait a minute, dude. Hey, I talked to him. Hey, Mondo's, am I still in masterpieces, dude? Because I'm like one of the originals. He goes, come on, man, you still in the club, man?
Yeah,
you know, he goes, you're one of the originals, dude. But yeah, let's, you know, we should get together and build. And I stopped by his house not too long ago, though. You know, probably about a year ago, I stopped by his house, and I just saw his models. I'm like, wow, man, you know, and he's got it all set up and everything. I'm thinking, it's too bad I don't live close by you anymore, though, you know?
Yeah. What made you, like, stop? Like, did you get burned out, or did you just got busy doing other stuff?
No, not burned out. You know, busy. I moved, I used to live in the Valley. I moved over to Orange County, and, you know, and Mondo lives, you know, around that area, too, though. So it was just easier for us to like, get together and meet, you know. But I brought all my stuff over, modeling. I still have it in the garage and everything. I look at it, I'm like, oh, man, I want to get in. But if it's not one thing, it's another, you know. You do get busy in life, and, you know, you just got to work, you know?
Yeah.
You're like, no time to play. Or if you're playing with other bigger toys, you know?
Not
So
yet.
I don't have like Armando. He's got a sweet ride, you know. But yeah, my passion also is right now is my motorcycle, my Harley, you know. So I spend time with that too, and go on rides and cruises and so on, you know, and take it out as much as I can, you know.
Nice.
But yeah, that's what I've been thinking too of building a Harley, a motorcycle, but the scale to next to the 124 scales. I'm like, there's no models in that scale that'll fit the 124 scale, you know.
Yeah, all
They're too
small.
big. But yeah, I'm like,
Yeah,
that's a
because I've
tiny,
seen.
tiny, tiny little bike.
Yeah, because I have some, but they're huge. Like the
Yeah.
ones that Tamiya makes, some
Yeah.
motorcycles, and they're huge. And but I've never seen any in the 124, like really small.
Yeah, that would fit the, you know, next to a car. No, they'll be tiny. But yeah, that's what crossed my mind, you know, like, maybe I'll build something like that, you know. But I built a couple bikes before. But again, you know, out of the box, the motor was out of the box and everything. But I saw one that always caught my eye. That look, it's got the the side panels. It looks like the 57 Chevy, a car. Anyways, that's a replica of a bike that I built too. But and I showed it to Ramon. He goes, "That looks cool, dude." But let me tell you something. It's not the scale, but you know. But that was when I was building all the different models, you know. So I'm like, "Oh yeah, okay, cool." But you know, I just like building replicas myself, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you
So.
keep all the for early stuff that you did, or did
Yeah, I
you?
still have them.
Yeah. Oh,
I still
nice.
have them. Yeah, I still have them. The one that, like I said, when I moved out of the valley, I just told Armando, you know what, hold on to this car and so on. These cars, or else I'm just in the moving transaction. You're gonna, you know, I don't want to damage him, you know. And it's a good thing he did. It's a good thing he did because, you know, I don't think Gangster would have survived, to be honest with you. You know, I mean, I still have my cars. I still have my cars, but it's just like, you know, like they're like in a junkyard. You know, they're just abandoned type deal. You know, so I gotta. I opened the box not too long ago, and I seen a couple, and I'm thinking, hey, this one still looks good, man. You know, I should bring them out. But, you know, I'm like, oh, maybe I shouldn't, you know. But they're good to have in the collection, you know, what you've done before, and then, you know, what you achieve now, and so on, and how do you progress, get better, and so on, you know.
Yeah, do you ever bust out the magazines and just look through them?
Oh, yeah.
Just
Yeah.
to, you know, and as you know, there's like probably people that probably haven't even seen in years, or you see them there in those photos.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, one of my buddies called me. We used to be in a different club before Armando. It's just a little local. We used to be at the car dealership, you know, in their meeting room. It just kind of got started, and that's when I was working on LA Woman, you know. And I would take it, and we're like, "Whoa, how did you do the paint job? How did you do this? How did you do that?" You know. But yeah, anyway, one of those buddies, I forget his name, you know, he'd look me up, and then he just tech. I think he texted me or called me. He goes, "Hey, you remember me, so and so?" I'm like, you know what, bud? I'm sorry, no, I don't." But he sent me pictures right away. He goes, "Hey, because I think we had a magazine. I think it was might have been Lowrider magazine. Lowrider Bike magazine came over to that event and snap a couple pictures of the whole table with everybody's models and everybody's, you know, it's in the magazine. I should look it up." And anyways, so this guy that was like standing next to me, he goes, "Hey, that's me. You're standing on your right hand side, dude." I'm thinking, he sent me a picture of the magazine. I'm thinking, oh man, it came back, you know, like, but I'm like, yeah, hey, I forgot your name, you know. But yeah, and he's like, "Oh, I can't believe you built this car. The car's badass." And then, you know, they build a Gangster too, and like, dude, you know, it's just those cars are nice, man. I'm like, well, you know what, thanks, man. But that's funny you said that, you know.
Yeah, it's
Yeah.
crazy. Like I have some. I don't have all the magazines. I'm trying to collect all of them. There's
Right.
still like some holes like in there, but I go on eBay, or I've been lucky at the Pomona Swap Meet. I found some. I even found a few issues of the Laura Basco magazine over at the Cadillac Fest too.
Oh yeah.
I don't. There was a vendor that was there just selling magazines.
Magazines, yes.
Yeah, and I went over there and I did buy some of the Laura magazines, but then I didn't see any of the bicycle ones. But I asked him, I'm like, "Hey, do you have any of those?" And then
You're right.
he ended up having a few inside of one of the boxes, like at the very bottom. So I was like, sweet, I picked those up. And then on one of them is the one that has the Local 64 in there,
Yeah,
the feature.
I have quite a few of them. Quite a few magazines of that Lowrider bicycle, you know. But yeah, but I mean, I think I have a couple of doubles, and I think most of them are a couple torn up because I mean I go through them and look at them like, oh yeah, you know. Mm-hmm. It's just. I mean, I buy them, I read them, and I look at them, and I keep looking at them, and I just leave them down, pick them up, and I don't, you know, I buy them to look at. I don't buy them just for display, you know. And do a yeah. couple torn up, but you know, I still enjoy it. And I watch those pictures, like from car shows that I've been to. I'm like, oh, I remember that show, dude. I remember that car, and like. My car's in the background, yours in the front, you know.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, I was telling Armando, like when I was in junior high, like I had that issue where the local 64, and during that time I remember having one of the magazines. It was like a compilation, like the best of Lowrider, and then I had these other ones that were featuring the local 64 car, all radical, and that was the first time I ever saw a radical. A lowrider, and I didn't even know what a radical even was. I didn't even know about that. That's what those were considered or anything.
Right.
To me, I was just like, "Whoa, that thing's crazy!" Kind of like a transformer type thing. Like it's opening up. And yeah. I remember finally when I started picking up the magazines, and then there's like a one page spread of the local 64, and I remember just being blown away by it because it was a model. And I remember cutting it out and just having it up on my wall. I remember I would put up that picture, and I also put up like the whatever poster of the bicycle for that for that issue. I had that up, and but I remember just looking at it, and it has his name on there, Armando Flores. But I didn't, you know, they rarely showed like the person on there, so I didn't know who it was or anything. And at that time, I only had one hobby shop that was local to my house, but then later that shop ended up closing. So I wasn't aware about a lot of like the model car shows.
Yeah. You
know, I wasn't aware of a lot of stuff back then. So it was just a trip to me just to see that picture all the time. And then like, it's just like years, like all these years later till now, you know, it's been like about a year since I met Armando. And when I met him, I was like, everything just came together. And I was like, wait a minute, like you're the guy, like that's you, you know?
Right.
Like I had that up on my wall. Like, that's crazy. I was just like, just tripping out on that completely. And then it was like, he invited me over to his house. And then he's like, he busted out the local 64. And I was like, man, that's bad. And then he's like, get it. And I'm like, what? Nah. You know, like, I'm not going to get that. Then he like picks it up from the top, and then he just like, he's like, here, put your palm. And then he puts it on my palm. I'm just holding it. I'm like, dang, this is crazy. You know, I can't believe I've even seen this. But then I was kind of like, nah, here, like, I don't know. I was just kind of like nervous. I didn't want to drop it or anything.
Right.
But yeah, it was just like so surreal, like to see like all this, you know, come. I felt like in full circle kind of thing that I was like, man, this is like crazy. Cause I was model building in junior high, part of high school. Then I completely stopped. And then I would go to, there's a hobby shop in Ventura right next to Oxnard. So I would go there and I would look at the model stuff, but I wouldn't buy anything. I would just be looking. And then eventually I was like, you know what? I'm just going to start buying stuff, you know? And then, but I wasn't really building or anything. But then it wasn't until like 2015 is when I just like was like, all right, I just went all out, like just buying stuff and trying to just build and learn as much as I could. But it wasn't until I started hanging out with him more where it opened up my eyes more. And then it was like I said, like that push, you know?
Yes.
To like step up my game and everything, but I needed that boost, like definitely.
Oh yeah, you know, and then like I said, you know, when I first seen him on the magazine, and then I got to meet him, I'm thinking, wait, you're the guy in the magazine, man. He's like famous, and so I'm like, yeah, you know, and but yeah, he kind of gives you that extra push, and you know, I didn't know where to buy models either. Like I said, the local hobby stores only have certain kinds, certain types, and you know, and I mean, they're cool, you know, get you started with, but like the rare aftermarket type deal that you don't really see anywhere in the local hobby stores, that you find those at the shows, you know, so there's some vendors. Sometimes vendors show up at the shows, you know, at the model shows. And that's why I got most of my models. I mean, I have a couple boxes still full of models that are brand new in the back, in the box, you know. And I'm thinking, I know I'm not going to get rid of them or throw them away. You know, I said, you know, I told myself, if it came down to that, I'm just going to hand them to Armando. Here you go, man. You know, give some life to these guys, you know. But yeah, like I said, I still have them. I still have brand new boxes that are, I open them because I'm like dying to see it when you buy, you know. But
Yeah.
and then I put everything back carefully together and everything, label and so on, you know. But yeah, I think everybody has boxes of models that are just, you know, you
Just
see
sitting
some,
there. Yeah.
you know what? You get ideas. You're like, wait, if I, you know, if I get this model and buy the other model, you chop it in half, or you put this half or this side, you know, that's how you put one, you know, a custom car. But you know, that's how I build Gangster, though, you know. And you know, you buy certain one, and then you cut it in half to have the four doors and so on. And you know, and then that's why I have a bunch of models, like I said, just sitting there that you look at them like, I can use the back of that one and then put a different front end on it, you know. But I mean, it'll still look like the Replica, but they don't have that kind of model that you want to build, you know.
Yeah. So like
So
that body on the Gangster, it was originally like a two door and you made it into a four door.
you know what? I think I bought the four door as a resin kit. It was a resin kit, but before that, yeah, I was messing around with the two doors and the panel, and then make the doors work, and it didn't work. And then Armando's like, "You got to look for a resin kit, man." You know, like, what is that? I don't know what that is, you know. Yeah, so I remember, yeah, I'm like, I don't even know who makes that, but okay, you know. So, but now you get a lot of things that are resin and so on, and that's a good thing, you know.
Yeah, it's crazy because I remember like when I started to see the 63 Impalas on the magazines, I used to be like, oh, what? Like, I want that car because I would only see 64s, 58s, the AMTs like at the hobby shop, and I would tell the guy, and the guy's like, nah, we don't have those, like we don't carry that. And he would be like, it might be a resin. And I was like, well, I don't even know what that is. Like, I want that car. And it was just like, nah, like I could tell he was probably getting annoyed, you know? I just, he's like, and I wouldn't get it. I didn't get it. I didn't even know what resin was until like 2015. That's when I found out what it was. Cause I remember seeing like a video of someone showing like a car, and then he's just saying like, be very careful when you're working with resin. And he's all wearing a mask and everything. And I was like, dang, like that looks, it's that crazy. Like, what's
I
going on?
know.
But then once I started, and then everything made sense. And then I remember that guy, and I was like, oh my God, like that's what he was talking about,
Yeah,
like
it's
back then.
fun. But yeah, it's fun, like I said, you know. And then inspiration, you know, like I said, you just need a little push by that certain individual that, you know, you kind of look up to, because, you know, the guy's been building, or anybody's been building for a while, and you take little hints here and there and advice. I'm like, oh yeah, that's what I need, you know. That's what I need, just a little boost. And for me, that's what Armando did to me, though, you know. Like, hey, you know. And you know what? It doesn't surprise me that he's influencing a lot of people that, you know, look up to him too, though, for that same reason, you know, that he builds models. And hey, I want my models to look like that, you know. Like I said, I remember seeing him in the magazine. I'm like, dude, I want to be like that guy, you know. I want to build models that are come on my man the magazine, you know.
Yeah.
But
Yeah, it's crazy 'cause like the 67, that was like the one that was like that push, that boost. And it's funny 'cause I remember doing like it was like the second car that I was doing like tape lines with and all this stuff. But then I remember like the undercarriage, like the frame and everything. I remember just like getting that Molotov, like chrome paint from the pen and like airbrushing it. And that was like as chrome as I can get, and but it looked like silver, like the way it came out for me, and I'm all like sending him pictures, like, "E, check it out!" I'm all excited, like, "Check this out!" And then he was like, "Oh, cool." He's like, "What is that for?" And I was like, "Oh, it's for the 67." And he's like, "But are you planning on like competing with it, or are you gonna showcase it, or like, what are your plans?" And I think he was trying to be nice, you know. And then I was like, no, well, I mean, I would like to enter it in competitions, you know. And he's like, oh yeah, but not like that. And then I was like, all right, well, what do you think would be best then for like competition level? Should I just paint it, you know, like another color of like the bot to match the body kind of thing? And he's like, nah, let's get it chrome plated.
Yep.
And then I was like, chrome plated. I was like, dang. So that was like a new thing, like introduced now to me. I was like, I don't know where to go. I was just like, chrome plate. I don't even know how to do that. And he was just like, nah, don't even worry about it. You know, I'll get it done. Like, you know, we'll make it happen.
Same thing with me. You know, when I was building, you know, a couple of those models and so on, and I was talking to Armando, he's like, dude, you know, I got that foil that looks like, you know, the I don't know, bare metal, whatever it's called.
Oh, yeah, the bare metal
foil. Like, oh, yeah. On my previous cars, I did all that with that, you know, bare metal foil thing. And he goes, yeah, it looks cool, dude, but no, you got to, your next car is going to be a show car. We got to get this stuff chrome plated, dude. I'm like, what? Chrome plated, gold plated, whatever color, whatever you want. You know, I'm like, I think the parts will melt before it gets plated, dude. He goes, no, I think there's this special. I don't know how they do it, to be honest with you. But he goes, you got to prepare all the stuff that you want, you know, on a tree, on a skeleton tree type deal. Like the frame, how you want it, and be careful how you glue it and make sure it's secure, because I don't know. I don't know if they dip it, or I don't know what they do to chrome plate it. But yeah, that's the first thing I got. I think Gangster, I think I got gold plated, you know. Like the engine and so on. I'm thinking, oh, it came out bad. I'm thinking, there's no way I would have like painted that, you know? And I would have never crossed my mind that like they chrome plate little tiny parts other than what they come with a kit, you know?
Yeah. And I remember being excited, like when I got the chrome pieces. Yeah. I was like, oh man, I can't wait to put it on. And then once I put like the chassis underneath it, on the belly and everything, I was just like, yep. The frame, I was tripping out. I was like, man, it looks so crazy. Like it just pops. And I was like, yeah, man, there's no going back now. I was just like, I was thinking in my head, like, I'm going to chrome plate everything. But then he tells me right away, like, hey, just don't think you're going to chrome plate everything. Like, he's all, because it, right? Then it's going to be very expensive. He's all, just, you know, just keep building. And then eventually decide from out of maybe the fifth, fourth, or whatever build, finally decide on something that you really want to invest in, and let's do the chrome plating.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? You're right. I didn't think about that. It is going to get expensive. So we'll do that route better. And, but yeah, I love it. When it was like 2015, when I was like getting back into it, I was all excited. And then I kind of took a little break after like maybe 8 months of being in it. I kind of just chilled. Because I also produce music. So at that time, I was like bouncing back and forth. Like, all right, now let me do some music. And then I would kind of just chill with the music and be like, let me go back to model building. So I was just doing both back and forth. But then, I don't know, I kind of was like it's almost like I needed that boost, you know, but I just didn't know. I didn't know. I would look at my models and I was like, okay, I've been painting all these with Rattle Can. I'm happy. not that I've mastered it, but I'm happy with the way they're coming out and everything. But then when I started seeing like the shows more down south, I was tripping out on everyone's paint jobs. I was like, man, these cars are very glossy. It's like glass. Everything's shiny. And I was like,
yeah,
I want to get to that level, you know? And and then my friend, Rudy Munoz, was the one who was like giving me that push to get me into airbrushing. And I was like, nah, I don't even know if I could even airbrush. I don't even know that world. But then he started to break it down, and then I felt comfortable with it. But then it was like, once I started to connect more with Armando, like having our sessions and just like talking about cars and geeking out on stuff, and it definitely opened up a big door, and it was just like the boost. And like clearly, like, when I look at the car now, when I'm working on them, like, I'm taking my time, like, even more. Like, my patience level has grown a little more than before, because now I just know that if I'm going to put, like, 4, 5, 6 months of just body work, and then just to rush a paint job or to just rush and kind of ruin it, it's, like, not worth it. So I'd rather just wait and be, like, super, like, patient until I get it. But to me, it's like, I want to, because you get, like, the work that you guys do, it influences me. So it's like,
right,
I want to get myself at that level too, you know?
Well, I don't know what people think, but the murals that are on the on the gangster and on some pictures of LA Woman, yeah, they're tiny, dude. But you know what? Even those tiny little murals, they took about hour and a half to 2 hours each little thing. You know what I'm saying? Okay, just go keep going over and over. You can't just put a blob of paint and put some dots. Like, okay, that's a skull. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then you got to do the background. You got to do it just little at a time. If there's 2 or 3 hours at a time or a day that you put in it, it get on top altogether. You know what I'm saying? I mean, can you finish it on one day? Probably could, but it's not going to look like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's just like you said, it's being patient. You know, you got to put some time. And once you send your model, it's like, once I sit in front of the model or even any kind of painting that I'm doing, I'm like zoned out. I can be there all day long and I'm fine with it, you know?
Yeah.
Same thing when I was building the models, I can just sit there for hours and hours and, working this, working that, or even starting painting or testing the paints and so on, on the murals. And like I said, it look good. And then you kind of, don't have such a steady hand. After a while, working a couple hours, you make a big old scribble, like, oh, you got to wipe it down, and there's no clear on it yet. And you wipe it down, the whole thing smears off, So it's just a couple, like every time you sit on it, you're going to spend at least a couple hours there,
Yeah.
Two, 3 hours involved in the model,
And do you still remember like those nights, working late, maybe kind of stressing out on it because there's a competition or something you guys were gearing up for? And you guys were just man, like last minute touches,
Oh yeah, and then like both polish it, but don't burn through it. Be careful when you polish it, or you burn it. Like, oh, you're done,
Yeah.
But yeah, it's all little things, and or something breaks off, you gotta make sure to glue back the way it was, or you don't see the glue, or use the right kind of glue, And like, oh man, the way you transport it, make sure it's doesn't bounce around. You get to the show and things broken. I'm like, oh, we can't show it like that, Or if you do, you gotta put it back together quick,
Yeah.
But we would check everything out in the room first, though, But yeah, I mean, this happened before too, but, to all of us, I'm sure,
Yeah. Imagine if you guys would have had a camera back then recording like video of like just you guys hanging out behind the scenes, or even just like at the competitions and everything, or even like the sessions at home. That would be pretty cool. That would have been dope for like a documentary.
Yeah, but you know what? That's funny you said that, because I'm sure Armando, I think I have one of Armando's videos, it's still a VHS video, that he gave it to me. I think it says Las Vegas on it. I think, well, I can't see it. I can't play it. I don't need a VCR anymore, But I know it's a show from I think I was just hanging out on the table with the Hoppers and so on, and a couple of different shows I think he put together. But I'm sure Armando's got footage, of the shows and events that we've been to, But I'm sure he's got a lot more. He's done a lot more cars. He's got a lot more events, and he goes all around with the model. So, but yeah, he's got footage, he's the one who's got footage,
Yeah, yeah, from back then. I was tripping out on one of the bicycle issues. I was looking through it, and it said that it was an article where they're talking about here in Oxnard, I guess back then they would do like meetups at a burger joint. And people would come out and showcase their model cars, and then also would bring their real lowrider cars out there. It was like kind of like a cruise night kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I was just tripping out, 'cause I was looking through the magazine and I'm like, what? I was like, that was here happening at that time. I was like, what? Right? And I was like, dang. And I had no idea. I was like, that's crazy. And it's like, I can't remember the name of the club. But it was just crazy, 'cause they had, it looked like their show cars for competition, but then they also had hoppers, and I was going like, man, that would have been cool, like to see that, like hoppers. It's crazy. I feel like like a lot of people like the hoppers right away. Like it gets your attention.
Oh, it does.
Wanting to build that.
Yeah, I've been wanting to build a hopper. I mean, I have one that I built myself, which is, I think it's a Blazer. I think it's a bigger scale, 125th or a little bigger, maybe, bigger scale. But, I made it a hop and so on, hydraulics, and it looks kind of funky, but, I like it, it works, But, yeah, that's to me, that's an eye catcher. That's like, oh, I want that. Yeah, and now, like I said, now I see everybody else's car, hopping really cool and it looks realistic. I'm like, oh, come on, dude. A remote control, and it drives, it steers, and it hops, you know, it dumps and everything. I'm like, what? I want to buy one of those. How much is that one, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Dang. Yeah, I feel like hopefully in the future, you know, maybe the next like 5-10 years, like everybody's like hoppers are going to be like just maybe from an app now instead of like a controller, right? Or something, just wireless on an exactly. application on your phone. Dang. I don't know. We'll see, but I could see it evolving. Like someone's going to figure it out, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Like I know, like Jeffrey's, like, you know, he's gonna be the dude that's gonna. I keep telling him, make an app, make something like that.
I know,
like that'll be crazy. You never know; he might be working on something like that. But
probably, yeah,
yeah, it would be a trip, like to see something like that made, in the future. And is it like now, like right now, like is there anything that you would like to say, you know, like words, like to influence or anything to the people who are currently building models right now?
Yeah, I mean, you know, just keep building it. Don't let it, you know, if your car is not looking like the way you want it to, just put more time in it. Don't rush it, you know, and then do a little more research, and then, you know, just keep going, you know. And paint wise I'm sure, you know what, if you can't get it painted, you'll get the hints on how to paint it, you know. Just it's all patience though, you know what I'm saying? You can't just open the box and bam wham, you know, I have a cool model, you know. I mean, they're cool as it is already, but just like I said, just it's all about patience, you know, and keep building it.
Nice. And any plans to make an appearance at any shows in the future, or just to hang out? Well, you should come out one time to Armando's. It'll be dope to meet up.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, he's my good buddy. I go to his house whenever he invites me. But, yeah, you know, make time. We'll go to his house or whatever. You know, even, like I said, this last show, this Caddy Fest, right, was it?
Yeah, the Cadillac Fest.
Yeah, the Cadillac Fest. I was there, you know, I was there for maybe about an hour, a little less than an hour. But I just, you know, like, oh, I want to stay here all day long, though, you know. But, you know, it just happens that you're busy, you know. But, yeah, I mean, I go to shows. I still go to shows, you know. And I went to the Peterson Museum when they had the save it over there too, though. And I've been to Peterson Museum a few times, you know, where they have all of our cars there too, you know, including mine. And I remember going to Peterson also when they just have a regular car show out there, model car show, you know, just meeting and everything. Like, that's so cool, you know.
Were you there this year for the Peterson? The one that did the Weeder? Dang, and I missed you at two shows now. That's crazy.
Yeah, like, I was there. I took some pictures. I'm like, what? No way. This thing's amazing, you know?
Yeah.
The Dang. Whole store, the shops and everything, I'm like, what? You know, but you know what? Even though I did go, and then to see the whole display, the table and everything, and I'm looking through all the models, and I still see my car there, and I think, oh, yeah, I'm happy. It makes me happy, though, you know?
Yeah.
But all the cars are, like, top-notch, though, you know? It's not just one or another, my favorite one. Everybody has a favorite, but you know what? All the cars that are up there, they're top-notch, man, you know? People put a lot of time and effort and, you know what, love into it, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
And that's what it's about. And whether you're a novice or an expert, you know what, it doesn't matter. It's just, you know, you put your mindset to it and it's going to come out, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
and
true.
And it doesn't matter, like I said, if you're novice, I mean, your car is still good enough to go on shows and put them on shows and still be on that Whittier display. It doesn't, you don't have to be like, have a, you know, realistic paint job or graphics or hydraulics. It doesn't matter, you know? It's just the thing that you're out there and you see, even like, say, even me now that I see my car or any car, that, you know, it's a good feeling, though, you know? So you can't just take that, and that's for everybody, you know? Like I said, whether you're a novice or not, whether you think your car is not good enough or quality, that's nonsense, man. Just put it up there, display your car. That's your pride. That's what you work on, you know?
Yeah, and it's like you start learning after each build. You keep learning something and something, and then it prepares you for, like, I was telling Armando that back then I was trying to do this, like, 65 Impala, like, Radical.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, I wasn't even ready for it. Like, I cut it up and everything, and I had it kind of functioning. But I put it away just because I was like, yeah, I don't think I'm ready for this. But I kept working on other cars. And, and like, all the stuff that I've learned after these few years to now, I went out and I brought out the car and I opened up the box and I was looking at it, and now I can see like that a lot of the errors, and then also like just using the wrong wire and wrong, like just things that,
right?
Because I've, instead of using like a hard wire, I was using like this very soft bendable wire, so the thing was like really like loose. But now looking at it, I feel like I've gained some knowledge and confidence to be like, okay, now I know what I need to do next. Now I'm ready for this car, and go from there. Because I remember showing that car to some friends on Instagram back then, and they would always be like, "So what color are you gonna paint it?" And I was like, "I don't know, probably like let's say like yellow, like a solid color, you know?" And they would be like, "Nah, man, you gotta go crazy, like you gotta go wild with the colors, like do more than one color." But I was like, "But I don't know how to airbrush." So it's like now I'm happy that I waited. And it's here, but I had to build a lot of other cars to get to this step. But then again, with the help and the push from Armando, it helped me like get to this point, where now I'm like, all right, now I have the knowledge. But even then, I still, you know, I'm not gonna stop learning, and that's what I like about it. It's like you're always like a student. You keep going and going.
Of course, I'll be honest with you. You know what? I'm kind of like nervous, like I said, to bring out another car because I see paint jobs and everything. I'm thinking, no, I can't. You know what? I don't know if my paint job's going to be good enough, to be honest with you. You know, I mean, not just with murals, it's got to be a regular paint job. You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking, I wonder if it's going to like look good. I don't know. I'm kind of nervous myself, you know? So just because whether you're a beginner or an expert, you know, been building for many years and so on, I still get nervous. I'm thinking, I wonder if it's going to look good. I'm kind of nervous about doing a paint job, you know? So it's kind of both ways, though, you know? Like I said, just because one's been building for many years and you stop and so on to get back into it, and you think, you know, it's just like it gets in your head, you know?
Yeah. Especially, too, like after people see, like, those iconic cars you did back then, it's like the expectations are really high.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, all right, like they want you like bam, bust out, like all crazy. Like, it's like anything, you know, it's like sports too. Like, you know, you're killing it and then you're like, I'm gonna take a break. And then you come back, like I'm ready, I'm gonna come back. And it's like, people just expect that. And I'm sure like even athletes, you know, they feel like nervous, like, dang, like, let me just do my thing. Let me get in my zone.
You know? Exactly right.
But I mean, I definitely think, like, you know, you're gonna create something badass. I think, and I'm not trying to put pressure like crazy.
It's been lingering in the back of my mind for you know a while now. Like I said, I talked to Armando a couple times. But just do it, man. Jump on it, man. Just, you know, come on my pack, get inspired. You know, and look at magazines or look at, you know, my models, or just go to shows. You get inspired. It happens. You do get inspired, you know?
Yeah.
And then, like I said, all the cars that I seen on the show that happened, you know, last week or so on, the Caddy Fest, it is just like amazing, dude, you know?
There's a lot of sick cars there. Yeah.
Oh yeah. A lot of good displays and everything. I'm thinking, what? That's crazy. You know?
Yeah. Next thing you know,
that's a lot of time. Yeah. You know?
Next thing you know, you're going to be building a building too. Watch.
I know. I saw that too. I'm thinking, I want one of those. And I did. I'm thinking, I already want one of those, man. You know?
Yeah. Cause I've been telling him, I want to do one now. Like I need something that either house or just have my model parked like in front of it.
Right. Right.
Yeah, I need something. Yeah, for see. That.
Oh yeah, that's awesome too, though. You know, but I'm thinking, Like I said, that what blew my mind was that whole Whittier Boulevard, you know, display and everything. I'm thinking, what? That's crazy, you know.
Yeah, it's a lot of hours, and then everybody's like model, like the collaboration, like everything just coming together.
Yes,
like for that is like crazy.
I know. That's what the passion's about, though. You know.
Yeah.
So.
No, that's right on, cool. Right on. Well, hey, man. Like, is there anything else you wanna let us know before we go, or do you feel like I kind of asked you already like a lot?
No. I mean, we can sit here and chat all day long. I'm sure, though. You know, all night long. You know, but you know, just keep touching the same basic. You know, get inspired, inspiration, and follow it through, and just keep, you know, be patient about it, you know, and then everything will come together, you know, and like I said, novice or doing a paint job, or you know, you're an expert or so on. And like I said, my main concern was to, when I build it, is just to stay in scale though, you know, get the little parts. If they don't find them, you got to make it, you know, that's what you got to look for, you know. And then that's basically it though, you know.
Cool. And is there anywhere listeners can reach you? Like, do you have, are you like on Instagram or social media?
I'm not, well, I do have Instagram, but it's just I don't have any like models on there, you know. But
It's more like just
you know,
personal.
personal stuff, you know. I
Cool.
mean, I have a couple paintings in there, so on. But yeah, no, not really. Other than, you know, you can follow me, I guess, in House Fumes. You know, that's my name because I do a lot of airbrushing and so on. But that's
Oh,
it,
sweet.
you know.
I'm gonna have to check that
Yeah,
out. House Fumes?
check it out. House of Fumes,
House of Fumes. All right. Cool. Dope.
So
So I'll check you
check
out
out
on
some of my
there.
work.
And then later in the week, if you have an opportunity, if you have any old photos or anything that of what we talked about,
Okay.
if you could text it to me, that way I can post these up on Instagram and Facebook for the show notes.
Yeah, for sure.
That'd be pretty dope. But I also have some photos of like your models too. So,
Yeah, no, I have some photos of Gangster when it was still being built, though. So yeah, I'll look those up, you know.
oh yeah, that'd be sick. When I was being built, what?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I gotta look them up. But yeah, for sure. They have it. I have it in my garage in the model section that I have, you know. So I'll dig them out this week and so on, and I'll shoot them to you for sure.
Cool. And thank you again, Hector, for coming on the show and being a part of this. This is episode 31. We'll have you back on in the future. And also, if there's a show that you plan to attend or anything, you want to give me a heads up, that I'll let people know as well, because I'm pretty
Cool,
sure people would
cool.
want to meet you as well. And
Yeah, for sure. I'll be
I'll make sure that the
glad
next show, when I'm there with Armando, I'll tell him where's, if you're there, all right, I'm not going nowhere, I'll be right here. Because I,
Right?
yeah, like I was like outside, I think when you were inside, it's crazy. I didn't even know until like you, I think when you left,
Did
Armando
you
was
happen to
like,
go
he's like, where were you? He was just
to
here.
Did you happen to go to the Long Beach one a while back? I think it was the Bombs magazine. It was Armando was hosting it too.
No, I wasn't there at that one.
Yeah, I went to that one too, and I met the owner, that I guess second or third, I don't know, the owner that had originally bought Gangster Love. I think Gangster Love moved to Japan or something.
Yeah, that's what I've heard, that Germano was telling me
Yeah,
about that. It's out
Armando was
there.
telling me about that. Yeah, then there's no longer Gangster Love, I guess. But anyways, I met the owner from Japan, I guess, that he was at the Bomb Show. You know, we took a picture together and everything. I'm like, yeah, old owner, new owner, or something like that. So Armando said, I'm like, cool, you know. But yeah, I was at that show too.
Dang, yeah, I wasn't at that one, and I didn't know Armando then at that time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it wasn't until like later, when I had met him. I regret though, not, I mean, I didn't even know, I didn't even know, but I wish I would have gone. I was telling him, I was tripping out that, because right here in Ventura we have the Ventura Fairgrounds.
Yeah.
There was a like a lowrider show type thing, not from the magazine, but just like someone else having their own independent like lowrider show, and Armando was there with Jeffries. They were doing a presentation like 15 minutes away from my house,
Oh,
and I had
wow.
no idea. And I remember following Jeffries online like for a long time, seeing his YouTube videos and everything, and
Yeah.
I had no idea, that he was like that close. And
Really?
then one of my friends, Alvin, he lives out in Bakersfield, but I didn't know him then. But he told me, he's like, I came all the way from Bakersfield to Ventura to check them
Oh,
out,
wow.
just for them.
Oh,
He's
really?
like, I saw the other cars, but I really didn't care. I wanted to see the model cars and I wanted to meet them. And
Yeah.
I was like, dude, that's crazy. And I didn't know this until I saw one of the posts that Armando had posted on Instagram, and it's a photo of both of them, and then it said on like on the caption like that they're at the Ventura Fairgrounds. And I was like, no way. Like, and
Yeah.
I don't know, I was just like, man, like I need to be on it. Now I'm like on top of everything, like what's popping off. Now I want to let people know, like, this is what's gonna be going
Right.
down on this date.
And you know
So
what? Honestly, even back in the day too, though, like I said, when I first saw that magazine and Armando was in it with his cars, I'm thinking, and I first got to meet him, that's how I felt too. I'm like, I just want to meet that guy, man. That guy's like, you know, like famous or something. I don't know. I just want to like rub elbows with that guy or something, you know?
yeah,
But
that's
yeah,
tight.
this is, yeah, it's interesting, man. You know, it's funny.
That's cool, man. I appreciate you coming on the show, and I'm happy that we got this episode. Everyone, I want to shout out all the listeners too, that have been keeping up with every episode and showing love. You can hit me up on Instagram, at 65lokes underscore. I'll be posting up the show notes right after the episode goes up. And you want to hit me up or anything, just send me a direct message or email support@scalewriters.com. So thank you again, Hector.
No problem. Thank you. It's an honor to be on your show. I'm flattered. I'm honored, like I said,
Oh, thanks, man. And hey, in the future, I want to have you and Armando on together. Like,
Okay.
we'll do an interview. That way, I want to hear you guys talk about back in the day, because I'm
Right,
sure there's gonna be some
exactly.
stories and stuff that are gonna come up.
Oh,
So
yeah.
I'm
Yeah, that'd be
gonna,
dope.
yeah, I'll try to. I'm gonna talk to him, and then this will be one of these are. This is gonna be one of these future episodes that's gonna come up. But I wanna bring you back,
Yeah,
and
for
that
sure,
way
man.
you guys can get on.
Oh, yeah,
Sweet.
that'd be great. That'd be great.
Nice. Well, thank you again, and I'll let you go. That way you could enjoy the rest of your evening, and let's keep in touch.
For sure, my man. Thanks again. Like I said, I'm honored.
Thank you, Hector.
All right.
You have a good night.
All right, you too, guys. Thanks again.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye.